For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Employment in rural America hasn't rebounded from COVID, but it is growing. A Daily Yonder analysis found smaller communities added more than 200,000 jobs over the past year. Professor Elizabeth Davis at the University of Minnesota says the failure to get back to pre-pandemic levels 3.5 years later is due to larger trends.
The aging of the workforce is happening faster in rural areas than urban areas.
Davis says lower levels of formal education and a lack of childcare also play a role.
Daycare centers are hard to sustain in rural areas. You need a certain size, certain number of children.
Federal figures show rural employment grew to 20.4 million jobs in September. That's up 1% from a year ago, but still 64,000 short of the 2019 level. Affordable housing for healthcare workers is coming to rural coastal Oregon thanks to a local nonprofit. Janie Ikeri has more.
Helping Hands, a nonprofit in Clatsop County, Oregon, is converting the Red Lion Inn into affordable rental units for local healthcare providers. Pamela Cooper, Director of Finance at Providence Hospital, says new employees often need a place to land when they first arrive.
When they take on a job and they move to the area, they usually don't have the money right away to buy a home.
The Red Lion Inn is a rare bright spot in a housing shortage in the rural parts of coastal Oregon. Clatsop County Housing Manager Alyssa Gertler says low population areas struggle to get government housing grants, which mostly go to cities and suburbs.
Yeah, we have like urban scale problems in a rural area, but we only have rural level resources to address it.
I'm Janie Carey.
The world's largest museum complex might be based in Washington, D.C., but it's inspired storytelling and homegrown exhibits across rural America for nearly three decades. The Smithsonian Institution's Museum on Main Street program helps small towns chronicle their histories.
It's definitely gone beyond just providing an exhibition. We're providing tools and resources for an experience and really enabling the local communities to do their own storytelling and to celebrate that.
The museum's Tiffany Chang says more than half of cultural groups are based in small communities. In Cascade, Montana, the Smithsonian worked on Barn Again, featuring horses, hitches, and hay bales. And in Wayland, Kentucky, an exhibit focused on the impact made by local sports teams. Chang says they've toured almost 2,000 places in all 50 states. And take heart, the winter solstice is nearing. The sun is already setting later in most of the northern hemisphere. Days will start getting longer and the night shorter on December 21st. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.